So you talked last week about this GSI equipment for plotting water lines, or is it just a program to put it in a CAD system for you, or?
No, it's a, if I may.
Okay.
I think one of the ways is just easier to show you. This, of course, is the one from the Heights Water District that we did. And this would be pretty much what we have as a finished product. It'll load up here. Okay, what you have every red is a fire hydrant. You have your water lines that are brought in by a CAD, which is basically the map that Interstate Engineering has. And the little green marks are every repair that we've ever made out in the district. And when you click on that, like a guy has this on his phone in the field, you can pull it up and it tells me the address, of course, and the curb stop. And then it also has down here, which a PDF that I can pull up, tells me exactly, or whoever's out there in the field, what we did to repair that service, water line, whatever, on that address. You can also store all the information for the meters that's in there. I can get the transponder numbers, when it was last changed, how often they're on the shutoff. The possibilities are endless. This whole system, we started this in 2014 in the district. So you've got 6,200 service connections in here. And all the green is just every break that we've ever done since 2007, because that's when I started there, and they didn't have a tracking system. And I haven't found where you guys have one here yet, but it's common. But you can.
So is it all paper now, is what it is? Right. Or do you have
this is something that we hope to get done. It's been all for this.
Budgeted for three years or four years.
The equipment gets it down to 3 to 5 millimeters of accuracy. So when I go out there, I can actually click on this. If I do it now, it'll throw me off the map.
Yeah.
But I can walk up and it'll put me in a foot of snow. It's going to tell me where that curb stop's at. So while I may be out there wanding, I'm going to have that anyway, but I can stand right there and it's right there.
And this will do, you can do some things at the cemetery.
You can do cemetery plots. We're going to do storm drains, sewers, everything. Yeah. And even when we do waterline projects, every bend, every curb stop, corp, we'd shoot it, because with this equipment, it's like instantaneous. The minute they go out there, it takes about less than 10 seconds to do one. The other part's just the guy typing what it is or where you're at. It goes up, it's on the map as soon as he takes it. And then.
So this initial equipment you have, and you have it, I've found it in various spots, you have it split up between, this is Roden Street, you have it for parks, you have it for water, you have it for sewer. So it's like, the initial one you said was $9,476 for the GSI equipment.
Right.
But then you have, in several spots, $14,250 for the engineering alone for the equipment. Now,
the engineering is the making of, you have to have the engineering GIS people create the actual map.
Right. Well, I understand that, but just the way you kind of
said
it, the first part is like it's only going to be $9,400, and then if you look at it, it's going to be more like $60,000.
All told.
Yeah. And then once the engineering's done, is it supported by them, or does it have to be updated every year at a cost?
It just grows. No, the only cost that we'll have once the initial map and the task order is completed is if we run into issues with it, like, which I've never had. The only time in Billings that we had to get contact Jason with Interstate was if there was some problem with why the data wasn't showing up on the map, and usually it was either he was in there doing something and upgrades or something like that, but they're actually taking it off the GIS servers so that it's not just up in there, because that's where you can run into some issues, and it's actually just could be on local servers, which is even better, because then it's easily accessible. But once you make it, the only updating you'll have is when you abandon things or put in new water lines, you just keep building your system as it grows. you don't have to do, like, you may not want to do the cemetery plots right away, just in case some sections change, you can wait, you can take them, or you can adjust them later, you can remove what's on there, and.
So the initial cost for the, all those, that, like, that's on your phone, but are these GSI, are they handheld systems, so every employee has that capability, or is it just go to their phone?
The GIS system equipment is separate, the app comes with.
Oh, you just get an app and.
Yeah, you get an app that your organization centralized, only you guys have the login, and they're able to get that on their phone, like Paul, and anybody else who was gonna be on call, or me, you know, then we have it. And yeah, it doesn't count for much in the beginning, but once you do get everything in there, it counts for a whole lot.
Who puts all the history of the city into the system?
Well, that'd probably be me. I did with the Heights too. But most of the, all the water line, they put over in CAD, so all of that just is a layer that they put over. I don't know how to do that, but Jason does. That part of it goes in there through Interstate Engineering and their GIS people. But then once we start taking the data, it just goes straight up in there.
Once you have it all set up, it's done.
You can't live without it.
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. And the equipment is so reasonable now. I mean, it used to be real expensive, that real accurate stuff.
And it wasn't before. Yeah, we were 2 to 4 feet off with the equipment we had when we originally did it.
And employees can use that equipment and do it themselves. They're out there learning as they're going.
Well, you know, you're supposed to get as-built, and you're supposed to get GIS from them doing the project.
On new projects,
but theirs is never as accurate, or the same brand that you're using, so it's not what you want. So it's easier to have our guy run out there, hey, we're doing a big valve over here with a T on it, and you want everything on it. You just go over there, less than a minute and a half, and you've got it in GIS, you get out of the way, and they finish working.
Okay, so then the next one, so the Starlink equipment is like $2,600, and then it says $140 a month, but in the budget it says $1,680 a month. Is that a typo?
Oh, yeah, it's $1,680 for the year.
Yeah, because I can't get for the program to work.
All right, they didn't match, so yeah. I understand. I totally understand that. Yeah. It just didn't. Okay, for a year.
Okay, I don't know if that's that one.
Okay.
So are we getting rid of the CenturyLink then? Or are you just going to use the Starlink then?
Yeah, because it's not fast enough to support.
What were we paying for CenturyLink before that? Was it anywhere close to what the Starlink charges?
That I do not know.
No. I think it's like $30 a month or $35 a month or something what we pay. It's not much.
Their speed is just, it's up to 15 up and 1.5 down, and it's gonna take too long lagging on the program trying to run it. And then it also, when we get the SCADA system going, you're also going to need the higher bandwidth. I wish I could get Charter, but they're just not over there yet.
So then why is there the cell phone stipend from CenturyLink if we're going to Starlink?
The cell phone stipends for the guys' cell phones.
That's just a cell phone itself. So where would we get in the internet through CenturyLink?
That's a stipend.
Oh, just that.
In case they're called out in emergencies, that kind of thing, correct?
Because, we all use our phones for work, so.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's what that's for.
Okay. I can, okay.
They're two different things, CenturyLink and then cell phone stipend.
Okay, we got. Okay, now I need to ask something about what is on page 4 of 7. Why is it? What is a fuel stipend for Public Works Director? Is that for the vehicles of the whole city?
Or what is it? That was mine. Just something I had talked to Webb about when we did the initial hiring.
Was that part of the contract to be hired? Just to be?
Yep, that was part of the offer we gave. It's a fuel stipend.
When was that discussed?
Don't know. It's when we hired him.
Was it in writing?
It wasn't
in the
discussed in the interview part. Bob, do you remember that?
It was discussed between Peyton and I when we made him the offer. We had a couple of conversations, when we presented the offer to him, and one of them was, could he have a city vehicle to drive back and forth to work? That wasn't an option I was in favor of. Another one would be a gas card. That's administratively, well, it's not, in checking with MMIA, that wasn't a very, wasn't a very good option. So we offered him a stipend for having to drive back and forth to Billings.
I don't understand that, I guess. I mean, in the interview, it was, he put his application in knowing that he lived in Billings. There was no discussion at the interview or any of the other applicants that if you live out of town, you're going to get gas so you can get to work. I never saw that. I'm certainly not for that.
How is it kept track of out of the...
It's a stipend.
I don't understand a stipend.
It's a, what, 175, what is it?
$379 a month.
Huh?
$379 a month. Because it's $4,550, and it's split up into two different.
About Jim Riddle, he lives out of town. What are we going to, where are we going to go? Where do you live, please?
And we had police officers that live 40 miles away, 50 miles away. Yeah, they're driving home at 3, 4 in the morning.
That was
the agreement that was signed between Webb and Peyton was $175 a month, or $175 per pay period.
Per pay period.
For what?
For fuel.
Fuel stipends.
And that's $350 a month then, basically?
Yeah, but we have 26 pay periods.
Yeah, 26
so
pay periods. I just divided by 12.
Right.
So I forgot about the...
So your average is really 10.
Committee would have known about that. Been involved in that. I don't know that I would agree to that as far as it being a committee on the selection committee for the public works director. Something like that should probably come to council too. It was extra bucks. We figured it was 40 bucks a pound. That's what we heard. We didn't know there was anything else. Did you guys know there was anything else on top of it?
No, not until I saw this.
Not until we see this. Kind of disappointed.
Who was on? It was you and Bob on the hiring committee? And it was, this wasn't discussed then at all? It was between the mayor and
it was
Peyton?
The only time it came up was for when Peyton said he lived in Billings. And ideally, it would be great for him to move here. And he said, well, no, I'm going to stay at my house because I put a lot of work into it. That was the end of the discussion as far as where he lived. There was no discussion about, oh, yeah, we can pay extra to get here. I never heard that. Fitz, did you?
No. My whole problem with this whole thing, I understand it. I understand the fuel stipend. I understand it. Our lawyer, you know, next time he wants a contract, he's probably going to want a fuel stipend too. And I don't. I'm not against helping people out. I just. It's kind of hit me in the face here. I don't. you know? I didn't know about it, and I just didn't know about it.
This isn't like a final budget, because there's no way I can vote for that. And if I have to vote for the whole budget to get rid of that, then I guess I'll have to do that to start the resolution.
So we're just reviewing the budget in sections, you know, but anything that you don't want as a whole, you can strike it out, and we can remove it from the budget. Because if you don't, in the end, when we do the final approval, it will be in there. So this is time for you guys, any changes, any departments, anything. This is why we review this for weeks, 2 months, we review this stuff to make sure that it's what you guys want to pass.
Okay, the last one I got is the $80,000 for the two pickups. The last pickup we bought, we paid
$7,100
for. I can understand wanting to have nice stuff, but we don't have the budget and the capability to fund like Billings Water does. So, and if we, here's what I feel about it, and I'm sure if somebody sees that we got two brand new trucks, we got new backhoe last year, or a newer used one, we're spending all this money on all this stuff. I mean, granted, the backhoe and that stuff we need, right? But just pickups to just drive around and check water or haul something with. And they see that, and then they see us wanting to raise, we've raised their water, we've raised their sewer, we're raising garbage again. I don't think that the city in a whole is going to be appreciative of that. I think we can go out there and find things that we need at a little bit better price. That's what my opinion of it is. So
I kind of concur with Tim. I just think that we need to be more fiscally responsible to look at what we're spending our money on. And that includes some other things on the budget that I was on Zoom last time, and I kind of missed out on some stuff because I didn't have the paperwork in front of me, is that it seems as though we think that we have this unlimited supply of money. And the article that I read about the mine saying we're only going to get about 71% of that metal mine money is going to be coming in this year, and it's going to be less next year. But I think we need to start looking at what we're spending our money on, and also all of the departments have to kind of look at that too. You know, I noticed in the last one I was looking at police uniforms, and Chief Euchre, it says you went from $4,000, which it's been from $2,000 and $2,000, and then jumped up to $4,000, and then this year it's jumping up to $8,000. And I just don't see the need for spending $8,000 on police uniforms. And I guess I just think that in all of our departments, we need to be fiscally responsible. I mean, I kind of messed up on the new police matrix, and I approved that CBA agreement, but it's the outrageous amount of money, and that's where that 16% raise came across for all of those, was based on the new matrix. The matrix that I worked on in 2021 was way, way less than what the current matrix is. And we're talking, you know, 25% less, you know, across the board. And like I said, I'm all for being fair and trying to create things, but I still think that we need to be fiscally responsible when we go to looking at this budget and looking at this expenditures for those things. You know, the two pickups, is that necessary? Can we get used pickups? And then, you know, are they going to nickel and dime you for the next 10 years? The other thing that I would just mention as we're doing that, I keep noticing that we're going to Billings to purchase stuff, and we're a Columbus community, and I would like to, if there is somebody available here, I would like to at least offer them to make bids on things that we are buying. I know that that's not always possible and we can't do that, but if we're going to go to Danny Menhol in Billings, then we should at least give the opportunity for Bertie Ford to make a bid. And if Danny Menhol, you know, does way less than what Ford can,
then I would say, yes, you go to the better deal. But I would like to make sure that we're using our local people to purchase. I mean, they're part of our community. I mean, that's part of our economy. So that's kind of all I have to say on those.
I'll answer your question on the uniforms. The reason I asked for an increase of that is we just hired a new officer, and just his vest alone was almost $2,000. $2,000 extra dollars ain't going to get us through the year. We have guys walking around with their collars are all fading, ripped. I just found out a lot of the guys only have one pair of pants. That's something the last guy did, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give the guys one pair of pants to wear 4 days in a row for a whole year. I mean, we hold these guys to a higher standard. They should look professional. And like I said, just the vest alone for Officer Church was almost $2,000. The panels and everything else. So I don't know why Gary had it set like that before, but it just ain't going to cut it for a whole year. That's why I asked for that increase.
Okay.
I think that's all I had.
Any other questions? Move on to officer reports. Chief Carter.
Yeah, really nothing. Too extreme, man. Do you have questions?
Chief Uecker.
Nope, just looking up on there.
I guess I did see something on that other budget. He got, are the patrol cars getting wore out? Because we're slated to do two new cars this year?
We have two cars that are very, very old. Matt's and Paula.
Oh, yeah.
That one's old. Yeah. Very old. And the Taurus that John's in is actually older than the Impala. And I remember when they bought those things, they were hoping to get just 3 years out of them. And I think we've had them for, 6 years?
Yeah, 6 or 7.
So
yeah.
Okay. They're getting old. They're wore out.
Is that something you're going to try to do the same as we did before and find a good used one? Or
I have found a website out of Chicago that you can get, I mean, all the prices and the makes and models are different. I mean, on average, I'm finding vehicles, SUVs, because obviously all the guys are not small anymore. SUVs.
And we live in a winter.
Yeah, all-wheel drive SUVs that have like 40,000 miles on them for like $24,000. Nice. I mean, we can get probably 8 years out of that thing for that amount of money. So it's, I don't think we need to buy anything brand new. And the shipping and everything, I think I talked to the sheriff, one of their vehicles they got from the same website apparently. And he said I think shipping was $1,000, and he said he ordered it on Monday, and before Friday it was sitting in the parking lot. And they have several different options. They have ones that come completely already outfitted. They have some that aren't outfitted, and obviously the price reflects all of them. But we can get something that we can stay in for the next 8 to 10 years, what we usually get out of a vehicle anyways, and we're going to spend $20,000 less a vehicle. So I think that's a pretty good option. And when I find exactly what, I mean, the problem with the auction side is if I come up and say, hey, I found a 2018 Tahoe and it's a really good deal, by the time you guys say yeah, it's probably not going to be there. So what I would probably do is shoot for it's going to be an SUV, the price is this, because that one vehicle is probably not going to be there. I mean, I can't guarantee it is, I'm not going to guarantee it is. I mean, instead of going rounds and back and forth and 5 different council meetings before we get a vehicle, it might be just what I do, or a few different options, I guess.
How many vehicles do we have?
We have 5 total. And then I've gone again to the camera speed. Systems are getting extremely old. Ryan can attest to that. He has camera issues and constantly, and those camera systems that we have are not cheap. I think they're about $10,000 a pop.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to absolutely start phasing those out. We can't wait till those things crap out on us, and some of them already are. The radar units, we can't run those anymore. The ones that are in the cars, they don't work if it's too hot, or if it's too cold, or if the sun's shining too bright, and you can't. Everybody complains that we don't write speeding tickets. Well, when the radars don't work, it's kind of hard to do that. So we'll need to change out a lot of that stuff too.
Do those cars come equipped with anything?
What's that?
Do the cars come with anything?
It just depends. Some of them come completed with lights. Some of them just have just a cage. But I mean, even then, those cages ain't cheap either.
Yeah.
But like I said, the price reflects on a lot of them. And then some of them, they're just an older body style. Like I found one, it's the older body style of Explorer. It didn't stay on there very long, but it only had, I think, 19,000 miles, and they're wanting $21,000 for it. I mean, you can't beat that. So
is that something we can do? Is it on a pre-approved mount? So like Aaron's saying, he can do that? Can we pre-approve him for that?
I don't see why not. I mean, if you put it, our procurement policy states anything over $5,000 has to be approved by council, and then you have to have so many quotes and things like this. But I think in this particular situation, there could be approval as long as you guys are okay with a certain dollar amount or what's like already been budgeted.
Right. You know, and I guess while we're on the subject too, something to think about. If Public Works is needing a vehicle. I mean, like I said, none of the guys at the PD are small. You guys seen the last guy we hired, he could fit in a truck. We could go a truck and then get on some kind of rotation with Public Works every 3 or 4 years, and they'd still be getting a vehicle for half the money. If they wanted to go halves on it or something, they'd still be getting a vehicle with 70,000-80,000 miles on it that they know every record that we've had, because we're not going to keep junk vehicles. We're going to take care of them. And they're going to have it for $12,000-$13,000.
Is there other pickups or is there other vehicles on there besides law enforcement vehicles?
They're all on
the website.
They're all. It's a federal-based website. It's called Asia Motors, ASIA, and it's based out of Chicago. But they have pickups, cars. I mean, they're real budget-friendly. I mean, there's some on there for. I mean, I would never buy them, but you can if your budget's like $5,000. They have vehicles on there. I mean, it's probably gonna have 285,000 miles on it, but. Like I said, it's pretty budget friendly.
Okay, so that's an option. Okay,
and that's just one of the websites that I was looking at. There's several of them out there.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I said thank you. Sorry.
You had your figures for half a year this year, Aaron. Do you know what your figures were this time last year?
I do not. I can get that, but
I just wondered. Anything else for Aaron? Public Works Director?
Other than what's on there, to your point there, I did reach out to the local Ford 3 times, and nobody ever got back to me about any vehicles, but it's good to know where you guys are coming from. Like I said, it's not, I'm thinking there's a pool of resources to throw money around. We used to do the same thing where I was before, and it seemed to be, we also looked at state procurement, getting in with those deals like I talked about before. We missed it this year, but getting in on that usually get even more cheaper cost on a new vehicle. But the main reason we always went to new is because you get the warranty, you get a longer lifespan out of it, and then when you do sell it outright or auction it, you get more money for it than you do buying, say, it. 2014, you keep it for 6 years, it starts going to pot. You don't want to put any more money in the auction off. You're not going to get half of what you even paid for it. So that is always why.
But it was.
It looked for.
Yeah, but it was half of what you had to pay for it to start with, though.
Right.
So, and if you get 6 years out of a truck that you're only paying $7,500 for,
or 10 years,
you can throw it away.
One.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
You can take it to Pacific and get $135 bucks for scrap out of it, and you'll still be ahead. Okay.
Approval on the bottom.
What's that?
You need approval, requesting council approval for the purchase, or is that
it's on, we'll get to it.
And the restroom remodel for itch is upper itch, right? Upper itch bathrooms, the lower vault ones.
Yeah, the lower vault one, is that Fish and Games? Or is that ours?
That's ours.
Oh, okay. It's just the Fish and Games style, so I didn't know if it was theirs.
But that one's not getting.
No.
remodel, just the upper one.
Just the upper.
Okay.
Anything else? Mr. Payton?
Well, thank you.
Ryan?
I don't have anything to add other than the report. Anyone have any questions?
Not on your report, but I got one on, like, businesses parking on city property, leaving their business vehicles parked on city property, storing them there, pretty much. Is there an ordinance on that?
On, like, a street or what?
No, like, in the parking lot at the pool.
I have to look through them, like, how long are you talking?
Yeah, do you know if there's one on that?
I don't believe so. Is it just falling with a private parking thing, or?
I don't know, since it's city, I don't know what it would be, but, I mean.
If what?
I don't know, since it's a city parking lot, it wouldn't be private parking.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
One on the east end of the pool?
Businesses.
No, somebody with a business parking their business equipment on city property.
The tree guy?
Yeah. So, I was just a question, and somebody else brought it up and.
City tow?
All right, thanks, Ryan.
Sorry.
No.
City clerk?
Nothing further on my report, but I'm going to circle back around to the budget. If you guys want to strike anything, you have to let me know. I can't move forward with my budget and change things. We had a lot of discussion, but you guys still got to let me know if you want something out or you want it in, or I don't know what to do.
Is that now? We have to do that now, tonight?
Yeah.
No, we can't do that.
It's not a vote. It's a suggestion for me to change my budget.
Okay, I don't know how this works. You're going to have a six-person suggestion?
Well, but that's, okay. I'll just leave it. You guys can vote at the end.
Ryan?
I mean, that's why we're having reviews, so we can discuss things. And if there's things you don't like in the budget, that's why we have the reviews.
When is the final budget?
Not till September 3rd.
September 3rd. So anytime in between there,
yes,
we can bring up any issues that,
yes,
we feel important to discuss as far as whether they stay in there or whether they need,
right,
any change.
We're not voting on
it. And that allows, if there was something and I had asked one of the department heads to look at that and they could come up with, maybe we could do something differently to bring that down. They can make changes to it also, is that,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah. The numbers aren't my numbers. They're everyone else's numbers. I just put it together.
Pretty much the budget.
But when we're having discussions, if you guys have concerns, I can't wait till the very last day, because if we don't approve our budget September 3rd, we have to approve our budget September 3rd. Like, there's no way you can say no that day.
I guess I'd like to say that there's a couple things. Most of it looked pretty good to me. But there's the stipend for Public Works Director and $80,000 for two vehicles. I think we can. I'd like to see the stipend.
Yeah, the rest, totally of stuff, the rest of the stuff he answered my question on, and if it's something,
right,
that they haven't had, then.
And maybe, you know, maybe you can look at some other options for vehicles, give it air and whatever, rather than brand new and putting in over.
Yeah.
But the stipend thing,
I
want that stricken.
The problem with the stipend, I don't know if that's not part of the contract. Is it, Webb?
What contract? I never saw a contract.
Well, the contract.
That's a budget thing that we should have seen.
Was it, when the original posting went out, was it on the posting that this,
no,
is the benefits you get?
There was a $35 to $40 an hour mention in the advertisement, correct?
Yes.
There was no mention of stipends or nothing.
The offer letter, it's not in the offer letter that was signed by Peyton. I don't know what to do either. This is, you know, all I know is in the past how things were done.
If it's still in the budget, at the end when we have to approve it, I'll be voting no for the whole budget. That's what I'm at.
Those are the two things I'm concerned with, too, is what Dennis brought up, so.
So what do you do?
My concern is, okay, you give it to Peyton. I understand that he's going to be the furthest one away from the city. what about all the other ones that live out of town? Is it, are we going to open up a can of worms? I don't understand how that's going to work out.
If something was offered like that in...
According to law, what is the deal there? You know?
With what?
Well, this dilemma we have with this stipend that was offered,
Okay.
I guess I just don't know what the law says.
Not much. So, I think it's a budget question that council has to decide. I can tell you, and Cherie reached out to MMA. I had suggested she do that because they have a good HR consultant that is very responsive. And he's done a lot of work for us, like he helped himself on the stipend call and all that. And his suggestion was that if it's something you're going to do, one, job they don't have to, but if it's something that you're going to do, you don't do it via fuel card or through a take-home vehicle because those can be abused, so you do it for a flat rate fuel stipend paid at whatever the determined rate is. So that way, it's kind of like a cell phone stipend policy where it's flat, what, $50 a month? You do that, but that way, the accounting on it, for auditing purposes, is very easy. The flat rate. We don't have to worry about if there's a fuel card being used. I'm thinking we would do that, but there's a potential for it. So their input was it's doable, but it's a political decision ultimately in a day. And there was also questions asked about does this open the can of worms to other people? Do you have to have a policy on it? Not that they're aware of, they deal with this stuff on a daily basis. You have to think they're basically giving input on a daily basis to all the municipalities in Montana. I think all of them are part of MMA. So they deal with a lot of these kinds of questions because they're just bulk. And so there wasn't really any guidance that they had in the sense of if you offer it for one person, you have to offer it for others, but that will raise a question down the road for folks, and I don't think it would be a bad policy if the city wanted to adopt. I think it would be a good idea to think of a way to adopt it uniformly if that's what the city wants to do. If the city doesn't want to do it, it's by council. You guys, that's a decision you guys have to make because it's part of the budgeting process. So just like salaries and all that stuff is part of budgeting. So I would say, without answering your question, it's in your hand. So,
but how do you
know what to do? I can tell you that from our advice we've received, but you can do it and you don't have to do it.
I mean, so is it something as simple as if the six of us say we don't want something in there, then we go to Cherie because she's making the budget and she just takes it out and presents
the new budget.
The new budget with it taken out of there? Because we can't.
When the final budget is approved, it's going to be the way you guys want it. That's the idea here.
So that's why I have to know what you want. We can have talks, but then we have to have a resolution.
So I guess, Cherie, something that maybe you could clarify for council. So when do you, so September 3rd is, we don't want to have this dilemma or discussion then. But when is an absolute like last day that we need to have?
I want to say
a constant budget that council will likely vote to approve.
Mid-August, I believe, is when I present the final budget for review.
And honestly, I hate throwing this on you guys because now you do a lot of work for the city. But if there are nuances on the budget that you guys want to explore more in depth, might not be a bad idea to schedule some kind of work session on it. So that way you're not trying to do this debate at the 7 o'clock hour.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess for me, so this is a discussion that happened between the new public works director and the mayor after you were already hired, correct?
No. Okay.
After, or letter of intent letter.
Let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
There was a committee to interview all of the candidates. Dennis and Bob were on the committee. Of the candidates that we interviewed, we hired who we thought was the best guy. The job posting said that the salary range was from $35 to $40 an hour.
And we went with 40 to top.
You went with Peyton.
Yeah.
Your job was to decide who got hired.
Yeah. Well,
my job is to hire him. I sat down with him.
Go ahead.
When I get done, then you can have your turn. When I sat down with him, he said, I was making $48.75 or something like that at the Heights. He wasn't working at the Heights at that time, but he said, is there any way that in addition to the decrease in salary that I'm looking at, is there any way that we can adjust for the fact that I'm going to have to drive back and forth to work from Billings? I said, I'll see what I can do. I tried three different options. I settled on the one that, like Ryan explained, is the safest for the town from a management standpoint. It's not a whole lot different than the cell phone stipend, but it is a stipend, and that's what I agreed to with him. You have every right to take it away from him. It's up to you.
That didn't come to council, right?
Does it have to come to council?
Well, I would hope so.
Well, I just
turned down through the budget process. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, guys. Ultimately, if it's not budgeted for, there's going to be no fuel stipend. If it is budgeted, there will be one.
We hired people. We paid at a salary. It never came to council. They went to work, and away they went.
All right. Didn't have a stipend.
It didn't have a stipend, no. But it could have, but it didn't.
I'm sorry, I'm just still not grasping this. What do we need to say right now? Do we need to give you a letter, or what do we need to do to have our thoughts?
Do you guys want it in any changes that need to be made to the budget? Need to try to be in consensus with you guys. So when I finally present,
are we going
to
vote?
Do we have to
vote
it
for?
No.
Can we all just say that?
Yeah. Do you guys want it stricken? I need to know. Do you want to leave it in? I need to know. If there's any changes, if Dannon's concerned with something, but you guys aren't, then I guess I leave it in. If the majority of you guys don't like something, I need to know so I can change it, because we can't be having these discussions on September 3rd.
Right.
And we've got to get it all hashed out before then.
Well, I'd like to see
this is only my second year. Last year, you guys didn't have a single question for me.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see your statement stricken.
I would too.
And the 80,000
revisited.
I would agree with Dennis.
Do you have an idea of what you want for a truck budget?
I don't know. I just thought there probably you could find something. I mean, get with Aaron if there's trucks on that site he's talking about. I can't.
I know.
I think you could find something. A couple of 40.
How about this question? Do you need two right away?
Do I need two right away?
Yeah.
I'm going off of what Scott's telling me. He would like to get two new trucks or two different vehicles this year. Next year. This coming year.
Getting rid of the little ugly blue thing. Junking that one, that's a good idea. Maybe the Mazda.
Mm-hmm. And there's a little...
I agree, probably, that you need something, but I just... $40,000.
I got you.
You hear it? I think we can do better.
Are there any specifics that you need in your vehicles that you do? I mean, you need four-wheel drive. Do you need the extended cab or is it regular?
Not the extended cab. I think just a regular work truck spec on it, but four-wheel drive is probably necessary.
Did you check with Beartooth Ford here, or are you?
I did. I
asked him to get in touch with me. I said I could provide a spec. I had him just basic work for a spec. Called twice, emailed twice, and then nobody's got back to me. So
we're just going to have to go over there.
If you contact them, that's all I was wondering.
I'm Arden Chevrolet.
Just notoriously because Archie Cochran has always been extremely high, never played ball, and then did him out of the three.
$25,000
I think we put a cap on it at $20,000
I don't know, maybe if we're just, if we can look and see a variety of something of new versus if we can get something that's, you know, if you say, maybe you tell some of those dealerships that are working with you, what do you have available for $25,000 You know, just so we can save some money or get a couple of options, I would like that.
So, I mean, would a recommendation be to change that $80,000 to purchase the two trucks, say, the $40,000 cap? That's $20,000 per vehicle.
I think you'd be able to get good vehicles for that.
I agree. I mean,
especially if it's a regular cab, four-wheel drive, standard trim.
Yeah. I don't know if you've been to that. I got a pretty nice truck recently.
I've never bought a new vehicle.
I've never seen it.
I'm a lowly cop for the county.
Does that sound fair? $20,000 cap on each truck to look at?
Maybe you can't have
them in two of
bare bones, maybe. Just, you know.
Depends on what you want your bare bones. Somebody's driving around it. How do you want to do it?
How's the $7,000 truck working?
Fine, I haven't heard anything about it.
I just bought a nice new truck with $68,000 for 17.
Okay, I'm striking the fuel stipend and I'm changing the trucks to 40. That's what I'll present next time.
I like that.
Okay.
Did you have
any other discussion?
I'm in a dilemma here because, you know, we do have a mayor that hires people, and he has to have some leeway to, and I'm not sure that we can take that away. I'm just not sure we can take that away. It's not that I disagree with any part of it, and I can see that there's trouble coming down the pipe with people saying, well, he got it, so I need it. You know, I can see that happening. But when you got a mayor, you got to allow, you got to allow him some kind of leeway in order to get a man like this, you know. You have to. I think you do. And so I just wanted to put my two bits in for this stipend. It's when I first saw it, I wasn't too wild about it, but you know, I understand what Webb did to try to get a good man. I understand that. And I don't know. I'm done.
Mr. Mayor, could I make a suggestion?
Sure.
And I think it goes back to Ryan's point. That is a lot of information in the last two meetings for you guys to comprehend. Historically, we have always had special work sessions on the budget. And I know I'm a department head, and I'm probably speaking out of turn, but I think that's a good move on you guys' part to be able to digest this information, put it in such a time frame that Cherie can come back, package it together after you've had those conversations, but to do bits and pieces one night at a time is a disaster.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard, and we can't vote. We can't vote on the budget. We can't vote on one line in the budget. We can't vote on whether I made a mistake on it tonight.
That's how
we can't do it.
Done, though, Rich.
No, we've always had work sessions.
I'm doing exactly what Kisha always did.
Trust me, I've been here for 30 years. We've always had work sessions.
I don't think I've ever been to one.
The majority of a lot of our budgets, we've always had work special work sessions.
just for the department itself, because I've never been to one.
I'm actually pretty damn glad that you guys are paying attention. It's not very comfortable, but you're paying attention. We haven't had a question on the budget for 2 years.
Right.
So, it's work. It's hard work. You're working with millions and millions of dollars, and you're trying to figure out how to spend it. And in many cases, you're making decisions on how to expend public money in a place you don't have any idea how it works. Dennis is probably the exception. I don't have any idea how it works.
I would much rather you come to us and say, we're going to pay, instead of $40, we're going to give you $43 and don't have a stipend. You know what I mean? Don't have the silly stipend thing.
You know, that's just exactly what we looked at. And I said, going to 43. In fact, Peyton said it. Going to 43. He says, that looks like too much for me. You know, he's also looking at the difference between
the under. I mean, when we advertised this, and we had guys, we interviewed five guys, and I never had any thought, why do we, you know, a stipend for gas? I mean, he put his application in, Peyton put his application in, and he knew, he damn well knew he lived in Billings, and he wanted to stay there.
Yeah, understand. Right?
I mean, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
That was my whole thought. Okay, he's going to get $40 an hour, and he knows he's going to have to travel back and forth. He knew that.
Okay.
But
we're going to schedule. We're going to schedule work sessions. I'm leaving on a 2 week vacation tomorrow. I'm going to enjoy every stinking minute.
I hope you do.
You guys
get all behind and have a good time.
You guys have this figured out by the time I get back, and I'll be glad to come to your meetings.
But the work sessions are at the end of it, when all of the paperwork's in, and we want to go through all of it. It's not section by section. Correct?
You could be going section by section. You could have a.
Okay.
You could have a. We don't even have our. We don't know what our revenue is yet. We're budgeting expenditures.
So Cherie put the, sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Pardon?
Cherie put together the individual packet for you, and I'll go back to when Ron put it together. He actually had everything color-coded, and I'm not saying to do that or whatnot, but he did the same thing, gave you the information for you to review. You guys have time to digest that, and then there was a work session typically. Somewhere, some of our budgets were easier than others, but somewhere in there was typically always a work session that when you had those questions, that's when you came back for those details and worked through that. And then by the end of that meeting, typically, maybe it was two on occasion, depending on Peyton's budget alone is. You know,
and every head is there.
What's that?
Every head of department is
typically
there.
Typically, no, actually, that each, because Public Works was so large that typically that one was always done by themselves. Police and fire and
No, I mean at the work session meetings,
yeah.
They were there.
The department heads, all of us were there. It was a special meeting that was called. So you could have those conversations directly with the Public Works Director or the police chief and myself. Some of us were grouped together because our budgets were that much smaller. But that's when you really had time to go through that, and when everyone, you know, those line items that didn't make sense to you, you had that explanation, that ability. And by the time that it was worked out, you had that pretty much in a favorable position that then the clerk could have that all tally put together by the middle of August, when you got those taxable revenues that came in, and then it all matched, and you could go forth and do good work.
Okay, thanks, Rich.
When do we get our revenue? We don't know what that figure is.
Not okay.
Okay. Well, where in the heck are we?
That's a little fast.
Yeah. We'll move on to new business. You have a professional services agreement between Town of Columbus and True Pipe Inc. in the amount of $31,500 for sewer cleaning and inspections. Entertain a motion to approve.
Make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Second by Bob. During discussion. Dana.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Tim.
Yes.
Dennis.
Yes.
We
Rick?
Yes.
Motion approved. Motion passes, sorry. Next line is a public works construction agreement between City of Columbus and Olbert Construction, the amount of $69,000 for the HKP restroom remodel. Entertain a motion to approve. Make a motion, we approve public works construction agreement between City of Columbus and Olbert Construction. Motion by Cole.
I'll second it.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is a public works construction agreement between City of Columbus and Cook Tennis Court Service in the amount of $53,540 for tennis court, basketball court maintenance and resurfacing. Entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion?
And they are putting a pickleball side, one side, right?
Yeah, that's the number, I think.
Okay.
Is that, that includes that number? Includes it. Okay.
Yes. Thanks. Yep. Good.
Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Danton?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next line is a request for purchase of GIS equipment from Anatom for $9,476.96. Entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion? Danton?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is a purchase of FCS ground mic for leak detection, the amount of $6,483. Entertain a motion for approval.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Bob.
I'll second it.
Second by Dennis. Any discussion? Danton?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion approved. Next item is a to purchase equipment needed for public works, the amount of $7,650. You have a list of the equipment. Entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
Second.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Danton?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion approved. Motion passes. Any comments not on the agenda? I have one. I need a volunteer. I would like to request a volunteer from the council to serve on the Board of Adjustments. We have a five-person Board of Adjustments. One person resigned. Not because they were mad or got kicked off. Donna Ziegler did a wonderful job for lots of years. She's just a solid person and did a good job and just got to the end. She didn't want to do it anymore. So we got a four-person Board of Adjustments that requires a two-thirds vote. That means everybody's got a vote. There can't be any dissenting votes. We've got a couple of things coming up that are going to require a little bit of thought. We're going to have a variance request on the town pump, which is going to happen pretty quick. And there may be another variance request. And we're at a short board. Now, I'd like to be a member of the council because I think it's going to be a real short appointment. If somebody volunteers, I'm going to appoint them. I think it's going to be a short appointment because at the same time, we're researching Ryan and the contract planner for City County are researching putting the Board of Adjustments together with the Planning Board. Just a consolidation has a lot of implications, but it's got some efficiencies. When that happens, whoever volunteers to be on that board and gets appointed to the Board of Adjustments will no longer be able to be on the Board of Adjustments because they'll now be on the Planning Board and you can't be on the board making a recommendation to the council. Does that make sense?
There's no better place, I don't think, for the Board of Adjustments or variance in front of the Zoning Commission.
So I don't need a volunteer tonight, but
within 2 weeks, I'd like for somebody to volunteer to take that. You do it? If anybody else wants it, there'll be a fight out in the parking lot afterwards, I guess. Make a note that I'm going to make that appointment.
Yeah, come see me. I'll have a form to fill out, and we'll present it at next council for approval.
Oh, and I...
Maybe I won't show up.
I guess my one comment is that now getting the packets prior to, I mean, 4 or 5 days before the meeting, I mean, that's probably why we had questions, because we had, I mean, I downloaded it all on my phone, took it camping with me this weekend, and sat in the hammock drinking a Miller Lite, reading through all this stuff.
It got better and better.
Well, I mean, I actually had more questions, so I was probably seeing double. But, I mean, the fact that we're getting this stuff prior to is super beneficial, so I appreciate you doing that.
It's not easy when the power goes up.
No.
Yeah.
Any other comments not on the agenda? Entertaining motion to adjourn? Oh.
Is it 10 page letter? I'm just kidding. 5 days. Your question.
I didn't hear that.
Parking.
Oh. 5 days parking. Okay.
That's on the city streets. I don't think Ryan understood you.
That's on the city street?
Yeah.
Okay, what if it's off the street?
356. It's an MCA. It's not a city ordinance.
Yeah, that's 5 days. How about if it's in a city parking lot? That's what
city
I was.
City property.
City property, public property. Okay.
All right. City property, 5 days.
Thanks, Ryan.
I make that motion that we return.
Motion to adjourn, is there a second? Second. You second it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.
See your moves.